Therefore, I do not think we need. It is not necessary. We do not need to say how can it bring forth the fruit, because they are different at every moment. When we get a state of mind, then that state of mind is a condition for the rising of other states of mind at the same time, at the moment. And then other state of mind of other kind cannot come in. And then that is the working of this group of state of mind. And then they become conditions for other consecutive moments. And then it is in itself the difference and the bringing of the result. There is no need to speak of what. My sahab, do you understand me? ถ้าไม่ชัดก็อาจารย์เชษฐโลจะเชษฐโลเข้าใจนะฮะ
เข้าใจครับผมคิดว่าชัดแล้ว
ชัดแล้วนะฮะand then there is no need to say ที่ท่านว่าเมื่อกี้บอกว่ามีตัวอะไรที่ว่าจะต้องเป็นตัวทำให้กรรมออกผลใช่ไหมฮะ there is no need because it is the process in itself that is that works on the time It is there is a difference on the time, and we usually speak of that difference that is the work under the result of karma or something like that. And then you speak also of the memory, and memory is not a specific state of mind or. We cannot say that it is only one, อะไรเรียกว่าธรรมะองค์ธรรม It is not a specific factor, but memory is a general name or generic name for a group of mental factors.When we say memory, it is not clear. Sometimes we speak of recollection, sometimes we speak of recognition. But there are some states or factors, mental factors that are the parts of this memory, very important parts of this memory, such as sanya. Sanya is something like the gathering of data or the data. And then we gather the data. The Buddha and the Atthakatha say, in order for us to have a good memory, we should have a very clear sanya. If you have a clear sanya, that means at the moment of collecting the data, we should have clear sanya. Clear sanya means we have a good observation of something like that, of the object, such as by seeing.To the eye, we mai ru wa ngai di. We observe the color. We observe any detail of this. If we can observe many details at the moment of gathering or collecting the data.And then this is a condition for the good memory at first. This is first. And then we gather the data at the moment of sanya. If we have a good sanya, then it is a condition for good memory. And then when we retrieve it, that is the duty, the function of sati. The retriever of the data is sati. Now, at least we see two factors for the sanya and the memory. The memory. The memory here consists of at least sanya and sati. Sanya at the moment of gathering the data, and then the data, suppose we speak of it in a concrete way, in Velupatam. The data are accumulated or stored, and then they are also called sanya. And now we retrieve this data. The retrieval of the data is called sati. In order for us to have a good memory, we have to have both good sanya and good sati. Good sati means good recollection. And how can we have good recollection? By practice again and again, and with in a clear mind, and supported by samadhi, then we have better collection. But if we at the moment of gathering or collecting the data, our sanya is not good, then we do not have things to recollect. Therefore, we need both. These are at least two factors that constitute the memory. Atan asabo.
I would like to ask a question about regarding the more social side of Buddhism. One of the values that is very much evolving these days in Thailand is an increasing respect for an appreciation of the need for equality of opportunity between men and women. And to a certain extent, the structure of the sangha has traditionally not supported that kind of equality. And to some extent, there is somewhat of a conflict these days evolving between the cultural values and the structure of the sangha. To what extent does Punjabun feel this to be the Sangha's responsibility to consider and to take into account and take some responsibility for? And to what extent does Punjabun feel that this is more a cultural value that is the responsibility of the culture to?
ก็พอจับความได้แต่ว่าอาจารย์เชษฐโลช่วยย้ำให้ชัดยิ่งขึ้นยิ่งดี
ครับ
เพื่อจะขาดอะไรไป
ถามถึงเรื่องสติสตรีและเรื่องความเปลี่ยนแปลงในสังคมไทยที่ทำให้ทุกวันนี้คนเห็นว่าผู้หญิงควรจะมีสิทธิมากขึ้นควรจะมีความเสมอภาคกับผู้ชายในขณะที่ทางสถาบันสงฆ์ยังไม่ให้โอกาสทั้งแก่ผู้หญิงเท่าที่ควรหรือว่าดูเหมือนจะมีช่องว่างระหว่าง ค่านิยมหรือความคิดเห็นของคนในสังคมทั่วไปในคณะสงฆ์แล้วในเรื่องอย่างนี้แล้วผมขออังถึงคำถามนี้ที่มีความข้อความคล้ายกันว่าคณะสงฆ์มีบทบาทหรือมีหน้าที่มากน้อยแค่ไหนในเรื่องเหล่านี้ข้อความนี้ก็เกี่ยวกับเรื่องสิทธิสตรีเรื่องสิ่งแวดล้อมเรื่องการสู้เพื่อประชาธิปไตยเรื่องการช่วยสังคมก็ทำคือสรุปแล้วก็ถามถึงบทบาทของพระเราในการช่วยแก้ปัญหาสังคมหรือในการต่อสู้เพื่อความยุติธรรมหรือความเช่นในเรื่องสิทธิสตรีเป็นต้น
ก็ตอนแรกก็เริ่มด้วยเรื่องสำคัญเน้นที่เรื่องสิทธิสตรี
ครับผม
I think this matter is concerned with Pamatha againPamatha or negligence for a society that has been in something we call peaceful condition, or it has been peaceful for a long time. We people say they are happy. They are not threatened by some dangers, and then they tend to.Retain the status quo. They do not like to change. They become indulgent. Sometimes things that are some drawback or defective in the society are overlooked. Because why should we deal with it? We can live happily. Our society is now well. Therefore, the defective, the drawback are left unmanaged throughout a long time. It is the way of the worldly people. Therefore, it is until sometime the danger threatened again. This means.That defect or drawback in the society becomes apparent because of some other factor, even from outside, and even because of some demands and so on. And then we have an urge or instigation to think about this problem.And I think this is the way of even the Thai society. The problem of the rights of the women should have been dealt with for a long time. But as the society has been in not the run. People, they live there happily or something like that. This problem has been left unsolved. Or sometimes it can become even worse. Up to the point that some people cannot endure it, cannot tolerate it, and then it blows up. The worldly people have to wait until this point, and then they stand up to try to solve the problem. If the society is in the state of appamatha, no negligence, earnestness, mindfulness, and then we should see.What is in our society that is not correct? What is defective? What is still not unsolved? And then we try to solve the problem on the Thai. Then with this appamatha or sati on the Thai, then we keep the society secure. However, when the problem becomes strong and then it blows up, people usually have a tendency to go to extreme again. I think this is a case with the problem of the rights of women also. Sometimes those who demand too much. And without the wholesome or skillful objective or goal, what should be the goal of our demand? Demand for human rights or something like that. This is for not just equality. Equality is sometimes misleading. Equality has negative and positive meaning. Equality for what? We should have equality to compete. We should have equality so that we can get equality. Yeah. But there is another kind of equality, equality to cooperate, equality in order that we can make use of our full potential to do for the good of our society. This will turn into the way of cooperation. But now I think people have a tendency of separating. They have negative equality. The equality in order that everyone can get equally with other people. Not that the equality to cooperate, to do something for the good of the mutual life or something like that. And now I think if people who say that, now human rights, the women's rights have been neglected, and now we take the duty or function of only to instigate or to help other people see the problem in order to do for the good of the good of the society together, and then it will be good. But now I am afraid that it will be in the way of divisiveness, in the way of competition. Then this is a different state of mind. I find it difficult to speak about, but the meaning of this term in different state of mind will be different in meaning also. Equality or freedom have different meaning. As we talked yesterday about happiness, happiness has different meaning for people. Equality in negative way or in positive way. Equality for division or equality for cooperation and harmony. When the people demand for the rights of women, they should demand it with the goal in the mind that you do this for harmony, not for contention. And then we will not go to the extreme, and then the defects or drawback in the society can be cured. If not so, the contention will be forever or something like that. And it will not be for the good of the humanity. It will not towards the solution of the problem. It can even lead to other problems, lead to the arising of other problems. Not to the peace, but to the trouble of society. And then concerning the role of the Sangha in Thailand, in order for the Sangha to deal with social problems, they have to be at least conscious of the problem. They have to be aware and know. But now we have even the problem of the lack of awareness of the problem. And then how can the Sangha go to the point of solving the problem? They do not know. They do not know about the state of the society, the general condition of the society that is changing. That is the problem of education. When we speak about this problem, it refers to the problem of Buddhist education. And now we have to complain about the education of monks. How can the monks be aware of the problems of the society in the changing world? If they have no knowledge, if they have no education to know about this, they cannot go to the step of solving the problems. And this is the problem under the problem. จะตอบแค่นี้ไม่ทราบพอหรือเปล่า If my answer is not to the point, please ask again.
Do you feel that the Sangha should be more concerned about social problems, or they should be allowed to keep separate?
Oh, for the Thai Sangha, we should speak in two ways. One is the traditional way, or the tradition of the Sangha in Thailand. The Sangha in Thailand has concern with the society, but to some extent also. For example, we can say that the Sangha is separated from politics, for example. But it is not really separated from politics, right? They have some relationship with the politicians, the rulers, right? All the Thai, throughout the history of Thailand, the Sangha has had this relationship with the kings, with the rulers, all the Thai. And I think it is a matter of good right relationship or wrong relationship. Even the Buddha himself had relationship with the ruler, the king, like Pasenathi Kosala and Pibhisara and Achatasattu. At least the duties of the monk or the Buddha is to how to teach the king or the ruler to be good people, to be good ruler, teach ruler to be good ruler. And in order for them to be good ruler, not only the virtues, but wisdom, knowledge of the principles of good society or the principle of a good rule, the right rule. Therefore, we can see in the Tipitaka many principles taught by the Buddha about a good state. The Jagavati Watta, Jagavati Watti in the Jagavati Sutta is an example, and also in the Kuta Danta Sutta, right? The Buddha speak of something like a good state, and about the qualities of a good ruler. If the monks, if the Sangha is concerned with the politics up to this point, it is not wrong. But we should not go into the political factions or something like that to favor this or that. And this means the role of the monk or the role of the Sangha in connection with politics is limited by its own Dhamma Vinaya. And the Sangha has a function for the welfare and benefit, of welfare and happiness of the many, of the people. And for the people to have happiness, to enjoy happiness, they must have good politics also. We cannot negate this fact. Therefore, it is impossible for monks to separate absolutely from politics, but it is a matter of how to deal with it rightfully, in the right way. Not really separation, but it is a matter of Majjhima Patipatthā. ความพอดีเนี่ยyes, it should and must be improved. But in the improvement, some changes are needed. Therefore, both improve and change, but not wholly change. The objective or the goal is improvement. But in order for it to be improved, we have to see what must be changed. And then we change it to that extent of improvement. I think that is that should be our answer. The problem now, a very, very fundamental problem, is the lack of unity in the Sangha education. The lack of unity in many ways or in many aspects. Lack of unity concerning the school system. Lack of unity concerning the curriculum. And then we have the lack of unity in the monks and novice's mind. Now we have many kinds of conflict. When a boy is ordained, then he comes to be induced by the abbot, the Long Pho, to study one curriculum. And then he is induced by an elderly novice or elderly monk to study another curriculum, a different one. And then the novice has a conflict in the mind. What should he, or whom should he believe? What curriculum should he choose to study? I met with เจ้าคณะอำเภอ from a province in the east. He says that now the industry and tourism are coming into his province. Formerly, his province was very peaceful. Peaceful, to, at least to some extent, in or comparatively. But now, he is afraid of the introduction of industry and tourism. Society will change. And how should he cope with this change in his province? Both the relationship with the people and the relationship among the monks. And in the Sangha, it means education also. And now the monks begins to be confused. And we talk about education for the monks. Now we have to prepare the monks to deal with this new change in society, this new progress or prosperity of the province, the material one. How to deal with it? Education to prepare the monk, and then, oh, they are ready to begin to give education to monk. But now there is a problem. What system of education should we begin? And when I talk with him about the different social system of Buddhist education or Sangha monastic education, and ask him, now, are you sure about this system of education? What one will you start? With what one will you start? He say, he nak jai. Nak jai อะไร?
Heavy-hearted.
He is heavy-hearted. He cannot decide. Up to now, he cannot decide how should he begin. Even now, even those who want to begin cannot begin because of this lack of unity. Have conflict in the mind. Conflict in the mind of the administrators and conflict in the mind of the students of the novices. And how can we go on with this confusion? เมื่อกี้ท่านไหนที่ถาม
พ่อขาครับยังไม่เข้าใจที่บอกว่ามีหลายระบบหลายหลักสูตรที
่
เรารู้จักก็รู้จักแต่นักธรรม
No, now it is not that the traditional curriculum and system of education for monk and novices are the Nakdham and Pariyan, right? Nakdham and Pariyan. But this is only formal and official. And then we have other system like the Pariyattham Saman. Pariyattham Saman is something like the state system, the national system of education, in which monks and novices study the traditional monastic system. And now this is a conflict. The administrator in some provinces try to demolish the new system, the state system. But the novices would not like to study the traditional one prescribed by the administrators, and the number of students decreased. A month ago, a Jiao Kun from Nong Khai came to see me. We talked about the education of monks there. He said that about 1,000 monks and novices were registered for Paryan, for Pali monastic education, and about 100 sat for the examination. And this is the state, the condition of the Sangha education. If you run the state system in which the secular subject and monastic subject are mixed together, then you will have a large number of students. The number will not decrease, but the Sangha would not like it. And if some of them have very strong objection to it, therefore if they can, they even demolish it. But you can see the student would not like to study the system prescribed by the administrator. Then there is very much conflict. And in this way, we cannot hope for the prosperity of education, because it has the drawback or the hindrance even at the start. Conflict in the mind, conflict in practice. Now, the activities of the sasana, the monastic activity or the activity for the for Buddhism as a whole, are those by group of people here and there scattered. Not together. It is a problem to be solved. I think if this problem cannot be solved in time, the very serious degeneration will occur. And now you can see that there is a problem even at the higher level. The status of the Buddhist university, now there are two Buddhist universities, or Sangha university. But the status of the university is still not sure, not certain. What is its status? It is not sure. They have been making a very strong effort for a very long time to have the status approved by the state. But even now, it has not been approved, the status of the two Buddhist universities. They try to have an act passed by the parliament, but not yet. More than 30 years of effort.
What are the objections?
Not direct objection now, but in the past direct objection, but now not direct objection. They have this and that arguments and then it has not gone through the parliament. It is at the level of before submitting to the parliament. ก็เวลานี้เรื่องการทำงานพระศาสนานี่จะเป็นเรื่องของเอกชนเป็นกลุ่มๆพระวัดโน้นวัดนี้นะที่นั่นที่นี่เป็นแห่งๆนะอันนั้นก็ใครทำได้ทำเอาเนี่ยแล้วก็อย่างการเผยแพร่ออกวิทยุวัดไหนทำได้ทำเอาเนี่ยการศึกษาใครจัดได้จัดเอาอาจารย์ชาซาโลช่วยอธิบาย
ครับ education and propagation of the sasana is pretty much on an ad hoc basis depending on whichmonastery or group of monasteries has the funds, the personnel, the people interested, the facilities, the capabilities to do things, whether in the realms of education or printing books or doing radio programs or whatever. So there's no real unity or integration.
ท่านมีอะไรสงสัยอาจารย์ข้างหลังมีช่วยอธิบายดี
ทางว่าครูบาอาจารย์ในค่ายอรณิวาสีที่พวกเราได้เคารพนับถือเป็นพระอริยเจ้าหรือเป็นพระอรหันต์เช่นหลวงปู่มั่นหลวงปู่ชาหลวงปู่ต่างๆเป็นต้นมันจะมีคำสอนที่ขัดกับหลักในพระไตรปิฎกแล้วหรือบางทีแม้ในระหว่างครูบาอาจารย์ก็ยังพูดไม่ค่อยจะเหมือนกันก็เลยเกิดความสงสัยว่าเราควรจะมองสิ่งใดอย่างไรในขณะที่เรามีความเชื่อมั่นว่าท่านเป็นผู้หลุดพ้นแล้วและเป็นพระอรหันต์แต่ในขณะเดียวกันเรารู้สึกอึดอัดใจหรือว่าไม่สบายใจที่ว่าคำสอนของท่านบางอย่างมันไม่ตรงที่เราได้เรียนในพระสูตรครับ
I think this question is worthy of consideration. Firstly, we should base them on the teachings in the Tipitaka. This is the first main principle. This, and then we should take the teachings of the different master into consideration as far as they are concerned with the main principle. We should concern ourselves with the main principle and do not care so much about the detail, I think. Sometimes it is a question of language and concept. I used to see, I used to read the teachings of some master. And I think that sometimes the master has not studied much the teaching in the scripture, in the Tipitaka or in the Adikatha. And then he used some term that are not in accord with the meaning used in the scriptures. It might be that one way. Because he has not studied the scripture, he has not assured himself of the meaning in the scripture. And then he practiced, he has a personal experience. By mistake, he used a term to represent his experience. But that term is used in the scripture in another meaning. Then there is a difference. For this kind of problem, we should keep in mind that, oh, it may be that he has an experience, the real experience, but he used wrong term. And this is one example. There may be some other. But then we should keep to the main principle, and we should not be concerned much about the detail. พอจะเข้าใจนะแต่ว่าท่านจะเห็นพอหรือเปล่าไม่รู้นะพอได้นะ the problem of the concept and language. Another question is the question of interpretation. For us to read the teachings of those masters, we ourselves may interpret him rightly or wrongly. That is another question. And then, it is his own or their own question or their own problem. To what stage have they attained to? A stage of attainment. Therefore, at least now we have three things to consider. The attainments of the master themselves, the language and concept they use, and our interpretation. And when we keep to the main principle of Buddhism, this is one reason why we should not abandon, we should not overlook, we should not neglect the study of the Tipitaka. In order that all of the monks will have one thing that keep them together, right? All the monks in the Sangha will be one and the same when they are united by the study of the Tipitaka. We will have the concept that is used in the same meaning with the same understanding.
We're about reaching the end of our time this afternoon. Perhaps I could ask one more question on behalf of the Sangha. We have an idiom in English, or a saying, that a little learning is a dangerous thing. And it seems quite common for monks who take up
the study of the Tipitaka by themselves to become very opinionated and to become dogmatic about Buddha's teachings, quoting certain suttas without understanding or without a thorough knowledge of the context or other suttas which have a different perspective on that issue. So I'd like to ask if you could give some general advice for study of the Tripitaka for the monks here.
Do you mean the means, the way how to study?
คำแนะนำทั่วไปในการศึกษาพระไตรปิฎกเพราะว่าผมเองก็เคยเห็นพระบางองค์ซึ่งเรียนพระไตรปิฎกเองแล้วก็เกิดมีทิฏฐิต่างๆหรือว่าแน่ใจว่ามันต้องเป็นอย่างนี้ให้ได้วันนี้มันไม่ตรงกับพระไตรปิฎกทั้งที่ในพระไตรปิฎกนี้มันก็มีมากกว่าที่ท่านรู้แล้วก็บางประสูติที่ไม่ตรงกับที่ท่านอ้างก็คือคำแนะนำทั่วไปแล้วก็ประการที่สองในการที่จะไม่เกิดความทิฏฐิจากการที่พวกเราเมื่อเราอยู่เป็นพระวัดป่าเราก็ไม่มีระบบการสอนไม่มีโรงเรียนเพราะฉะนั้นก็ใครสนใจก็เรียนเอาเองก็รู้สึกว่าเป็นสิ่งที่ดีในแง่หนึ่งแต่ในแง่หนึ่งบางทีก็อันตราย
This is the reason why we should have some teachers. Teachers have experience, but it does not mean that we have to obey him or to believe in every way. But at least we should have the experiences of one before us, the teachers that can connect the student together. And then another thing is the general principle. We should begin with the general or main principles of Buddhism. When we start with some specific sutta, we do not have a general idea before, and then we can fall into a titthi, as you mentioned. Therefore, I think the system of education for monks should begin with the general idea, general principle, main principle of Buddhism. What are they? To have a whole picture of Buddhism first. And this is one reason why we have the basic education for monks in the system of the Sangha administration. We should have this one. Therefore, I think an education by a samnak should come first with the individual study second to it. This is one. But we should not overlook the Sangha system. At least it can give a general idea of Buddhism or a general picture. But in spite of that, we cannot be sure until we study more. It is only a step, a first step for us to go to progress. Then I think of two things, the general idea or whole picture of Buddhism through a basic system of education for monks as a whole. And we need some teachers. After starting with a teacher, even though we have some different idea, it will not be a serious problem, or except in some cases. Now I think we have the problem not only in the sangha, outside the sangha also. In Thailand, we can say that we have had a separation between the sangha and the secular society for almost a century. And then the mind of the secular society has turned away from the sangha, and they turn to the modernization, to the West. And after this separation for a long time, the people, some, at least some of the people in secular society, turn back. They would not, they would like to learn about Buddhism again. They are interested. But because of long separation and the monkhood has not kept up with the changing society, now they cannot communicate. They cannot communicate with these people. They cannot cope with the situation. They have no education that will suit these people. And then what happened? Those people, those secular people who come to be interested in Buddhism, have to go their own way, to seek for knowledge for themselves. And after some time, we see the rising of some samnak, some school, some group that become problem to the sangha itself now. Some of them are clear that they have not studied much, and they interpret the teaching, the Dhamma and Vinaya, in their own way. And sometimes in conflict with usually in conflict with the teaching in the scriptures.
Thank Thanchakun very much for.
Let me stop the negative. We end with the negative thing.
Positive one tomorrow. Thank you very much
for
your
welcome.
Positive and negative answers to all our questions. And hopefully we can continue this tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. There will be Thanchakun and myself and a few others will be going to Phuchom Gom, and we'll be back late tomorrow morning. And I hope to have a meeting here around 3 o'clock in the afternoon for another questions and answers session before Thanchakun goes back to Bangkok tomorrow night. So tomorrow maybe if you could do the chores in the afternoon at maybe at 2 o'clock, and so everything's finished by 3. Or if, leave it up to you, Tanvi Sudhi, if you think prefer to do it in the morning, okay. But right now if you could everyone do the daily chores, and then have the drink at 5 o'clock, and then evening chanting at 7:30. Tajan Gawesiko and
Ajahn Sangwaro and Tan Surya will be leaving tonight, so if I could look after their bodyguard for them and see them off. There will be a car coming to pick them up a bit later on. Okay, so now we can wipe out.